on a Sunday, where I live down Green Lane, on a Sunday, the only cars you'd ever see would be the odd person going off to church and back, or maybe a bit of Sunday afternoon visiting family. I mean, I used to feel fine as a sort of 7 or 8 year old cycling along the New York Road. Never, I can't remember being scared by the traffic, and I was not a particularly brave child. But you know, I just toddle off on my bike, and yeah, I mean, nothing like the amount of traffic that there is on the roads nowadays. It was very, very quiet. And I can remember lying awake at night when I couldn't get to the Eastern, and the roads weren't even tarmacked for quite a number of years, so it was just concrete bed, and they'd sort of been shuttered, I think it is, when they do it with a piece of wood. So when a car went past, it sort of rumbled past at night. The other thing I remember quite acutely is the sound of the milk floats in the morning, and the milk deliveries. So you'd hear the sort of the hum of the milk floats, they're electric, and then you'd hear the clink of the milk bottles as, and sort of the click of the gates as the milkman went up and down each of the paths and dropped the milk off. I mean, that's quite a strong memory as well. Yeah, but nothing like the traffic. I mean, we would rack it around on our bikes a lot, with no sort of real sense of being scared of traffic at all. I think the other thing is I knew a lot of people around the village, so I didn't necessarily know their names, but I knew that the old lady who lived in the bungalow by one donkey paddock, she'd always say hello to me when I was going down to the river. And I think people knew the children as well. So, if you're a bit naughty, scrumping somebody's apples and you shouldn't have been, it word would get back to mum and dad, that sort of thing. And the village policeman used to cycle round on his bike, you know, and sort of stop and talk to us and check that our bikes were safe and our brakes were safe, things like that. Tell us off if we were up to something we shouldn't have been. But we weren't scared of him. He was just somebody that we saw, and he was out and about on his bike, and you know. So I don't think there was that same sense of threat at all when I was growing up. Maybe I was just very lucky and a happy child. But I don't think my friends had it either. You know, we were told don't talk to strangers, but you knew most people by sight around the village. So, yeah, very different.